Now, the rest of the story. In 805 A.D., the Emperor Charlemagne ceded a small amount of land to a handful of Pyrenees mountaineers, this in return for their assistance to his armies in fighting the Moors. That land became a republic, and it's still a republic today. It's called Andorra. Andorra's near 1,200-year history has been largely a peaceful history. However, once upon a time, Andorra went to war with another European country, and she stayed at war for 44 years. Andorra is one of the world's oldest republics, if not the oldest, also one of the smallest. The whole country, the entire country, is about half the size of New York City. While Andorra once relied on tobacco smuggling for revenue, her economy is based on tourism today. Andorra's 25,000 citizens play host to nearly a million tourists every year. People who come to ski or simply to see. Lower Andorra attracts the most visitors. There are pleasant hotels in which room and board may be had for a few dollars a day, a number of spas which claim their hot spring water baths can cure any known malady. Andorra's most beautiful scenery may be observed only by those who don't mind a long, hard hike. It's rugged. It's a majestic land. The country does have a river, the Valira, the two branches of which join to flow southwesterly into Spain. There are magnificent woodlands, luxuriant green pastures where sheep and cattle roam in the summertime, and highland lakes well stocked with salmon trout. In many ways, time itself has overlooked Andorra, has granted her equal exemption from peril and progress. The diseases of poverty and crime which rack the rest of the West are virtually non-existent. Her domestic tranquility is a reflection of her generally peaceful relationship with the world at large, and yet that little land is strong for national defense. Every man who owns a gun must serve in the army. War is a word Andorra would like to ignore, and yet students of Andorran history recall the state of belligerency which lasted 44 years. It began in 1914. That's right, for 44 years, between 1914 and 1958, Andorra was at war, and you never even knew. Perhaps because the country with which Andorra was at war didn't care and didn't know either. The war was World War I, and the other country was Germany, and yet, when the First World War ended for everybody else, it did not end for Andorra. The little country was forgotten, was never invited to the Versailles Peace Conference. And so that tiny republic, her feelings hurt, remained at war with Germany for four more decades until eventually she terminated her official antagonism in 1958. Andorra had neither forgiven nor forgotten the slight, the oversight of the Allies, remained officially an enemy of powerful Germany throughout the Second World War and well beyond. And incidentally, maybe we could learn something from this. On a total annual military budget, of $5, now you know the rest of the story.